Good morning. And how are you? Today, the gospel, Jesus says to us, you are the light of the world. Huh? And he says, as we are the light of the world, you don't hide that light. You put it on the bass bushel, you put it on a lampstand so that it lights the whole house. And he says, so must people see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. That the light is the good works that we do, that bring others to Christ, that reach out to them in love, and then people will glorify the Father because of what we've done. This past Thursday, we had Pastor Derek Sanford, who I talked about, who spoke at our 150th anniversary preparation. And his talk was phenomenal, and I'm going to steal most of his stuff for this homily today, just so you know. And I want everyone to go online and watch the talk. You need to watch it. It's one of the best talks, and he explains church in a very good way about what we need to be doing. So I encourage you, just go to our 100, you go to stjoesbol.org, you go to our 150th speaker series, it's 150th anniversary, and you do speakers, and you get on to the watch the videos, and you can watch this video. And I encourage everybody here, or anyone who's listening to me now, to please go to that video and watch it. Now, after you go there and you find out how much better a speaker he is than me, you need to continue to stay at our parish and not go to Grace. I'm just telling you now. Anyway, but one of the things he talked about is he talked about how we are the body of Christ. But the problem with the church has been lately is most people, the part of the body they are is either the ears of Jesus or the butt of Jesus. They sit in church and listen, and that's it. And that's not what we're called to do. We're called really to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. You know, he talked about the reality that God is a mission God. That from the very beginning, God has always went apart from himself. He created us. When he created the church, he told us to go out and do stuff. But too often, the church has stayed focused on itself. And that's a problem, huh? Then he talks about today, like it's the Super Bowl. And when everybody watches the Super Bowl, I'll be watching with Father Dedish, pray for me. And so I'll be over there for a while before I come back for 8 o'clock Mass. But he talks about when people are in the Super Bowl, when anybody plays a football game, they get into a huddle, and they get a play, and then they go on the offense, and they try to win the game. And he says, the Super Bowl would be pretty bad if everybody got in the huddle and just said, let's stay in the huddle. It's so comfortable in here. I like you. You like me. Let's just stay in the huddle together. We wouldn't watch football. Football wasn't created for the huddle. We in the church like to stay in the huddle. Isn't it good we're here together in church? Isn't it wonderful? I love you. You love me. Let's do things together. We need to get out of the huddle and go out into the world and be missionaries, if you will, and not go to all the different places. One of the things he talked about, which just completely surprised me, that there are 10,000 refugees in the city of Erie. Did you know we had 10,000 refugees in the city of Erie? I had no idea. 10,000. Now listen, people, we only have 100,000 people in the city of Erie, 300,000 in the area. Most people don't live in the city. 100,000 in the city, 10% of them, 10,000 are refugees. I had no idea, right? And then he talks about he was helping one of the parishes, going in one of the refugees' houses, and he walked into the kitchen, and the kitchen in Erie, Pennsylvania, did not have a floor. It was a floor of dirt in Erie, Pennsylvania. No idea. Who, if anybody, really wants to move into the city of Erie? Anybody you know? Not many, right? City of Erie, they're killing each other constantly now. We just had our 100th take back tonight with the sisters, huh? Killing each other. The schools are in horrible conditions. Nobody wants to send their kid to an Erie school. Nobody wants to live in the city. You pay more taxes than anywhere else, and you get the least of anything. And so right in our city, the city is dying on our watch. Is that okay with you? That's what the pastor said. Is it okay that on our watch, the city of Erie will die? Because most of us, of course, live outside the city. Most of us are suburban people. I'm not. I live right in the city. I don't know if you noticed. But the reality is, but even living right smack in the city, I had no idea the 10,000 people. And what have I done? Nothing. Huh? What have you done? Hopefully something, but most of us, nothing. You know, he talked about he got a bunch of people at Serve Erie, and they went to, I think, Tracy Middle School. Is it Tracy? Is that a city school? Lincoln Middle School. They went to Lincoln, and 1,200 people on a weekend completely transformed Lincoln Elementary School. This summer, they're going to go, and they're going to go to Central, and they're going to completely redo Central. In March, they're going to go out and do something, and we haven't been part of that. The city of Erie is dying around us. And that cannot be okay with any of us. God's calling us to go forth and to be his light. So that these people who are not Christian, these people who are maybe Christian in name, these people who might be any other religion, might start to praise God for the good works that they see through his followers. People of God. If this is all we do as a church, is come together and love each other, period, there's not much hope for our salvation. Because this is not what God created church for. God created church for us to reach out and be salt in the world, to be light in the world, not to take care of ourselves. So we need to go and start doing something. So you begin by watching the video. If you can't even do that, what's the point? Why do you even show up here? You need to at least do that and then start saying, what did God create me to do? What does he want me to do? To change the city, to change the world, to change my neighborhood. Is it okay for us just to take care of ourselves and stay in the huddle all the days of our life? Or does God call us to go forth from here and change the world, starting with our city? We need to do something. And it begins with you, and it begins with me. Let's get out of the huddle and bring light of Christ to the world. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Now, I can see everybody who goes on to that website and to see if that, I count the numbers, so I better see at least 500 numbers go up this next weekend. Ain't I a miserable priest? I know. I live for it. Make you know his love today and forever. Amen. You guys got to watch.